I don't know what that means, ma'am. There's so many ifs to that.
Well, if, say, you were in a marriage and you did everything you do in a marriage, and then you decided that you guys made the wrong decision.
That you made the wrong decision?
Yeah, like you don't.
You don't have the authority to break a covenant because you made a wrong decision. You can do it. You can do it, but it's sin before God. If you were to leave your husband for unbiblical grounds and go marry someone else or sleep and lay with someone else, that's sin. Until he's dead.
Isn't getting a marriage license sinful? Isn't getting a marriage license itself sinful?
I was talking to her. If you want to talk, I'll talk to you when I'm done.
This can be a group conversation.
Well, no, that's okay. I want to finish talking to you, and then if he wants to say something, I'll talk to him.
But I have the same question as him.
Have I answered all your questions?
Yes.
She has the same. She's adopting my question.
Yeah.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, well,
go ahead.
I'll tell you what. If you want to hear me preach the gospel, I'll answer your question. And if you'll take a gospel card and read it, I'll answer your more insignificant question.
I don't like paper.
There you go. Then why would I answer an insignificant question if he's not interested in the biblical gospel? And I've said a lot to you. Would you like one? Okay, so I guess I've said enough. Unless you repent and you're born of Christ, you have no hope of eternal life. Not your standard, not yours, God's alone. Don'tperish.com is our website. You can reach us there if you're ever interested.
Thank you.
God be praised. We love you both. Repent and obey Jesus today.